Kurt and team, I've enjoyed these last few weeks preaching on freedom of forgiveness. Freedom by accepting the forgiveness that God gives, and freedom by forgiving others. I believe, as difficult as it is to accept God's forgiveness, and as difficult as it is to forgive others, perhaps the most difficult is to forgive ourselves. We sin. We confess to God. We repent of our sin. And then we sin again. It seems like it's the same old story. And we begin to think that maybe forgiveness failed. We sin and we confess and we repent. And we keep confessing that sin. We keep confessing and we keep confessing that broken friendship, that DWI, that extramarital affair, that deep hatred. We keep confessing that illegal business deal, that sin that no one knows, and you keep confessing and keep confessing. Apostle Paul, in Romans, in the Message translation, chapter 7, said, "I need help. I realize that I don't have what it takes. I can will it, but I can't do it. I decide to do good, but I don't really do it. I decide not to do bad, but then I do it anyway. Something has gone wrong deep within me, and it gets the better of me every time." Paul said, "It happens so regularly that it's predictable. The moment I decide to do good, sin is there to trip me up. And then guilt overwhelms. And shame indwells. And that's when we make a decision. That's when we decide, I can't. I shouldn't. I just won't forgive myself. I don't deserve forgiveness. I'll just suffer silently. I'll bear all the guilt." We began to make impossible claims on ourselves. Some have described it as we develop this God talk. "Oh God, because of my sin, this is the cross that I must bear. Because of my sin, I'll just deny myself of all joy, all happiness. I don't deserve peace. And when a tragedy occurs in our life, we say, God, I know I deserve it. Because of my sin, I deserve whatever you give me. And let illness or chaos or ruin or death happen to a family member, and we say it's because of my sin. Days turn into months, and months turn into years, and we live this guilt-ridden, burden-bearing, shame-induced, punished life." Oh, church, hear me. To deny yourself the promise and gift of forgiveness that God has given you is to deny God Himself. Hear that again. To deny yourself the promised and the given forgiveness of God is to deny God Himself. If God, through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, offers and grants forgiveness to you, who are you to determine that you will not forgive what God has already claimed clean, forgiven, and free. Who are you? You have your Bibles. I hope you'll find 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, beginning verse 17 through 19. Paul said it this way, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone and the new is here. All of this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. There's so much in those few verses. Did you hear it? In Christ, you are a new creation. That this reconciliation, it's not from yourself. It is from God. And that God was not counting your sins against you. Paul needed this. Paul needed this divine revelation that God had given him. He needed that reality in his life. Paul, who stood by, don't you think he thought? Don't you know he pictured Stephen, the Christian martyr, being stoned to death as Paul stood and watched death occur at his bequest? The church at Corinth needed these words. This church at Corinth was one messed up church. They were so torn apart, so divided. They were so fighting each other. But friends, at First Baptist Church, we need this. As much as Paul and as much as Corinth, God has declared you free from sin. And free from guilt and free from condemnation. God has said when we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive. You are forgiven now. Forgive yourself. You're not forgiven. You are not forgiven because you're good. You're not forgiven because you deserve it. You're not forgiven because of this self-righteousness, because you carry a big Bible, and because you are so faithful to First Baptist Church. You're not forgiven because you're tithing and giving, but keep doing it. You're not forgiven. You're not forgiven because you're kind and moral and ethical. You're not forgiven because you're better than most. You are forgiven because of Calvary's cross, period. And to live a life that refuses to forgive yourself is to live a life that cheapens Christ's atoning death. Is your ego that big? Or is your image of God that small? I struggle with this question. I wrote it, then I struggle with it, and I want you to struggle too. If I have to, you should. Here's the question: who am I that I have the right to place my shame and guilt above God himself? Who am I that I have the right to place my shame and my guilt above God himself? Forgive yourself. God has. One of the great writers, thinkers of our time, Henry Nouwen, in his book, The Wounded Healer, said this: is there a way out? I don't think there is, at least not on my side. It often seems that the more I try to disentangle myself from the darkness, the darker it becomes. I need the light, but the light has to conquer my darkness, and that I cannot bring by myself. I cannot forgive myself. I cannot make myself feel loved. By myself, I cannot leave this land of guilt. I cannot bring myself home, nor can I create communion on my own. I can desire it, hope for it, wait for it, and even pray for it, but true freedom I cannot fabricate within myself. That must be given to me. I am lost. I must be found and brought home by the shepherd who goes out to me. The Lord is your shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He leads me. He restores me. The Lord is my shepherd. He guides me. He comforts me. He carries me. Hear me, church. The Lord is your shepherd. He forgives you. Freedom from forgiveness. Freedom from God. He gives it. But we confess, He gives it. As far as the east is from the west. Forgiving others? Who are we not to forgive others as God has forgiven us? But forgiving ourselves. Verse 21 said, God made him who knew no sin, Jesus Christ, to become sin for us so that we might become the righteousness of God. Listen, freedom and peace and joy awaits every one of you today. There in your home, freedom and peace and joy awaits you. The guilt and the shame and the condemnation that you feel is not from God. It is totally of Satan, and Satan is a liar. That shame and that guilt, it is not from God. It is from Satan. If God can forgive, and He can, be free. Forgive yourself. Shall we pray? Oh God, we think we know a lot about forgiveness. We sure pray for it a lot. We confess, we try to do right, and in our own power we keep failing. And then we set up in our mind that this sin is just too big. You can't forgive, but you do. And Satan creeps into our mind and our heart, and he says that guilt and shame, God gave you that. You can't ever forgive. He can't. Satan is a liar. We claim the promises of God's word that He forgives. Who are we? Who are we not to forgive ourselves? God, we long not to deny You, and we long not to ignore the cross. We accept the forgiveness that You give. Let us live it. Let us claim it this day. Be our shepherd. What we can't do, You can do. Let us claim that freedom. It's my prayer in Jesus' name.